Labeling to address the presence or absence of genetically modified food ingredients was a big topic of discussion at Commodity Classic last week. National Corn Growers Association CEO Chris Novak says they favor legislation by Representative Mike Pompeo of Kansas, which would create a single standard for labeling nationwide.
What we know consumers need is solid, consistent information about the food that they consume. And we hear from time to time questions about different production practices and other things that consumers want on the label. And yet at the end of the day, what's important is that they have the nutritional information that they need, that they know if there is or is not an allergen. And therefore, GMO labeling, where we know that these products are safe, they're tested, they're approved around the world, becomes less of a priority. And that needs to be, though, established within a federal law, and we're hoping the Pompeo bill can do that.
American Soybean Association President Wade Cowan of Texas says they'd like to see a non-GMO label.
Our proposal and what we hope moves forward is a new dialogue that tells the consumers, we understand your needs and your wants to have knowledge of what's in your food. And the most effective way that we have found when we talk to consumers, whether they be college-age students or the woman in the grocery store, is it doesn't help them if they have a label that says from 1/10 to 100% is GMO and 99% of the things on the shelf would all have a GMO label. What's more effective is that we have a positive outlook and that we have a GMO label that is certified by USDA as non-GMO. And those companies and those people in the food chain that want to go into that market have the ability to label theirs as such.
During his address at Commodity Classic, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack suggested the use of barcodes that provide information at the touch of a smartphone to avoid the impression that there's something wrong with GMOs.
So if you're a consumer who wants to know, put the information on an extended barcode. You have access to the information. You're not denying anybody information. But you're also not conveying it in a way that sends the false notion or false impression about the safety of that product. The problem with this discussion about labeling is that it's neither about nutrition nor about risk, because there is no safety risk, health risk with GMOs. That's established.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.